If you have a Bible tonight, you find our text in the book of 1 Kings. Book of 1 Kings. I have enjoyed the singing tonight. And all you singers did real good. Except my little buddy over here. He set the bar so high for y'all right out the gate that none of you ever got to it. Did you see him there in the first couple of lines? He was so unsure. Once he got that Holy Ghost touch on him, he sort of jerked that head a little bit, and it was on. It was on. I love to see somebody sing, got a touch of God on them, don't you? I tell you, there's nothing like it. We thank the Lord for him sharing his talents with us tonight. And if there's anything we ever needed, it's a touch of God upon our lives. We began this morning, want to continue tonight, looking at the thought of being unknown here, but well known over there. We're living in a day and age where we make a big to-do, our heroes and everything. We have parades for them and have big funerals for them. And I tell you, the scary thing, many of them are in hell while we're celebrating them here. They were known here, but they were unknown over there. I want to be unknown here, but well known over there. We looked at Naaman's little maid this morning and brought some thoughts on the unknown connector. She put her hand of influence upon Naaman and her hand of influence upon Almighty God and made a connection that made him whiter than snow. Tonight I want to turn our attention to 1 Kings chapter number 18. And I want to look at a man tonight by the name of Obadiah. He is not the writer of the book Obadiah. But he is an unknown man in Ahab and Jezebel's palace. And I want to bring some thoughts tonight upon Obadiah, the unknown provider. Matter of fact, he was a sacrificial provider. I was wondering tonight, not being nosy, God forbid I'd stick my nose in your business. Are you sacrificially providing tonight for others? I'm not talking about offering plates. I'm talking about giving to others and trying to meet their needs. You're not getting any applause for it. Nobody's recognizing it. It's all unknown. But it is well known over there. That was the type of man that Obadiah was. I thought it was interesting. My dad and brother years ago, of course, both of them are in heaven. He was sort of griping about his son. He said he's always in need. And he said he's always wanting money out of me. I love what my daddy said to him. He said, you rather be on the needing end of that or the providing end of that. I don't know about you. I've been on both ends of that. I like much more the providing end of that. Reading our text tonight, the Bible says in verse 1 of chapter 18, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets, hid them by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water. Obadiah, oh, didn't nobody know that he had them prophets hid down there and he was feeding them every day? But heaven knew it. And they liked it. He's unknown here. Didn't nobody know what he was doing? But God knowed what he was doing. Oh, unknown here, but well known over there. To be one who provides sacrificially for the needs of others. I notice as we unpack this text tonight, the setting of the provision. There was a man with a word. Says, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah. I tell you tonight, if you're going to supply for the spiritual and physical needs and do it without applause or notice, you better have a word from God tonight to do that. Don't get fuzzy-wuzzy on me tonight and think you're going to go out and start helping people. I tell you, when you get one of those ideas, all hell's fixing to break out. You better have a word from God. There is a word from God. What is the word? The Bible says, and it came to pass. It is the sovereign plan of God. It is precise with purpose. What a time that Obadiah lived in. It's the craziest thing in the world. God talked to his people. I did not know if you knowed it or not, but he still does that. Talk to his people. You say, he ain't never talked to me. Maybe you ain't one of his people. He does talk to his people. How does he talk to them? Through preaching, through praying, through pondering the word of God. He's still talking today if someone's listening. There is a man with a word. But I notice in our text, in this setting of this provision, there was a land without rain. The Bible says that it is the third year that there has been no rain upon the earth. Rain is a sign of God's blessings. The old songwriter said, there shall be showers of blessings. Oh, that tomorrow they may come. God forbid. We need them today. We need them today. I did not notice if you noticed it or not, but God is withdrawing his blessings from our nation. It is not raining like it used to. That was the setting in which Obadiah decided to be a sacrificial provider for others. He didn't need any applause. He didn't need anybody to step behind the pulpit and say, well, bless her little heart for what she's done. No! Oh, he's unknown here. But oh, he was ringing heaven's bell with his sacrificial provision. A land without rain. I notice in verse number 2, there was a people in famine. The Bible says in verse number 2, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. Probably, I don't know about you, there's probably no more horrible sight tonight than see people that are starving to death. They show them little kids on TV in these third world countries, and it looks like you can almost see through them. They're so thin. But I tell you, there is a greater famine than that. Amos said the greatest of all famines tonight is a famine of hearing the Word of God. Oh, to see a man who is starving to death spiritually, he's literally going to hell right in front of your eyes tonight. There is no more horrible sight. Would God raise up a people tonight that would be willing to sacrificially provide spiritually for the needs of those in agonize with God, that He might give them ears to hear and a heart to obey, lest they starve to death spiritually. I notice in this text, in this life of Obadiah, who is this man? I notice in verse number 3, the servant of this provider. The provider's title was Obadiah. You'd almost think God wrote the Bible. His name means servant of Jehovah. Servant of Jehovah. The servant of the God who is. Oh, not the God that was, not the God that shall be. God is always the God of right now. Everything that God is doing, whether it was done a million years ago, it is still in God's vernacular right now. And even if it's something He's going to do a million years in the future, for Him, it is right now. Oh, He's not the God of the dead. Oh, no, He is the God of the living. I was thinking today, this probably wouldn't fascinate you, but it just so fascinates me. Did you know, this is awful deep, I don't even know if you can get it or not, maybe way over here. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of Peter, James, and John, the God of Paul and Barnabas and John Mark. Here's the craziest thing. He's my God too. Wow. Can you imagine what He did through them as the God of now? How come? Because these people decided to be unknown to the world, but well known to the world to come, and were sacrificial providers of the things of God. You interested in anything like that? Or is it all about taking care of me? That's what this COVID discovered to many of us. I really and truly, you don't have to agree with me if you don't want to. You can be wrong if you like. But I believe COVID was a dry run of the devil. It's just a dry run. He wanted to see what it would take to stop you from coming over here. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, tonight's just a dry run. He's just getting warmed up. The provider's title. But I see in the text the provider's trust. The Bible says in verse 3, and Ahab called Obadiah, which was the what? The governor of this house. Can you imagine in your wildest dreams living with these two pagans on their way to hell? Oh my. Ahab and Jezebel. 1 Kings 21 says there was none like Ahab that did sell himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord. And Jezebel did stir him up to that wickedness. Here, Obadiah is living in their house. I was thinking about what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. Our testimony oftentimes provides for some a savor of life, but to others a savor of damnation. Oh, It is Obadiah's life in that house as their governor. He's probably licking the envelope of damnation upon their souls while he's staying in that house. The provider's trust. I thought it was interesting, the provider's testimony. The Bible says that he feared the Lord. It means to hold up or lift high, to highly esteem. He says he did it greatly. That little word greatly is repeatedly, wholly, speedily, loudly, vehemently, publicly, and privately. He did this before them. I wonder how often he would give them a little word of warning. Ahab, I don't believe I'd do that if I was you. Jezebel, I don't believe I'd do that if I was you. That's going to take you to hell as sure as where you're sitting. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, how this dear man of God lived a life. Oh, he wasn't looking for applause. Most people didn't know him, but God knowed him. Oh, he was ringing heaven's bell just in the life that he was living. Oh, he would never see his name appear on the screen, see his picture appear. No. But oh, heaven knew who he was. Feared God, this dear man's life, the wonders of it, how many times he sweetly gave a word of warning. His testimony alone probably sealed their doom. I wonder if you are living a life. You ain't got to take them down to Romans Road, to German Road, to French Road. You ain't got to put a big sign on you, I'm a Christian. Just your life alone, they can see God in you. You've got a touch of God, as our little brother sung tonight. And it can be clearly seen. The setting of the provider, the servant of the provider. But I notice in our text the supplicating of this provider. His title is a servant of God. It also has the idea of one who protects in the absence of the king. The earthly king, Ahab, he is spiritually A-W-O-L. And so Obadiah has stepped in. What kind of work does he do? Just for a second, if you'd hold your finger there in 1 Kings, I'm running back as quick as I can, but I wanted you to see this in 1 Chronicles chapter number 8. 1 Chronicles chapter number 8 and verse number 1. Now Benjamin begot, this is the tribe of Benjamin, his descendants. And down in verse number 38, we have one of his descendants, the latter part of verse 38, Obadiah. Obadiah was a Benjamite. You say, what is the big deal about that? Oh, I think it's a big deal. Benjamin's name means the son of my right hand. Did I not read somewhere in the Bible where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father and he is continually making intercession for us tonight? I can't help but think that Obadiah was a prayer. The Bible says back in our text in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 4 that he took care of these 100 prophets in two different caves. I don't know about you, Billy. I know when I pastored, the way I prayed for my people, I went through the crowds to where they usually sat. And in my mind, I would go through the crowd and I would pray from pew to pew. I wonder how many times old Obadiah, he knew where they had set up roost in those caves, where they had their little old junk. I wonder if in his mind he would go around the sides of those caves praying for those men of God, praying for their families, praying for their children, praying that God would take care of them. Nobody knew what he was doing. He was unknown to this world. But heaven, bells were ringing as he was busy doing the work of God. Oh, supplicating of this provision. I notice also in our text in 1 Kings 18:4, the sacrificing of this provision. The Bible says in verse number 4, "For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord." Interesting little phrase. It looks like in our King James Bible that she just put them out of the way. But if you'll go study that little phrase, she cut the heads off. She didn't like preachers. She cut the heads off. And here, right in the middle, right up underneath her stinking nose, she done cut a bunch of the heads off. He knows where he's operating at. He decides to sacrificially provide for 100 of them and give them bread and water every day. Time out! Hold on! I was wondering how he did that. It ain't rained in 3 years. Everybody's starving to death. Where in the world did he get bread and water to take care of this crowd? Please don't pinch me and wake me up. Do you remember during the days of the plagues, the 10 plagues? The Bible said that God divided between the Egyptians and his people. The plagues would always come upon the Egyptians, but the plagues would never come upon God's people. They never come near God's people. I believe everybody around there didn't have any water. But I guarantee you, Obadiah's well was probably like an artesian well. She's probably bubbling up every day. Didn't nobody have any barley in the field? His fields probably were growing a well. Please don't pinch me and wake me up. Don't you remember that the ravens brought bread and meat down there to Elijah? I can't help but believe every day he had a set time and he probably stuck out a loaf when that raven come by. You say you're crazy. Don't wake me up. Let me be crazy. I know one thing. He was unknown here, but he was well known over there. Amen. Because he was willing sacrificially provide for the needs of others. Not only is there the sacrificing provision, the setting and the serving and the supplication, but I notice there is the Savior of the provision. What did he provide for them? He provided bread and water. Bread in the Bible is a picture of the Word of God. Oh, tonight, wouldn't it be wonderful tonight if God would raise up some here? Oh, we don't want you to be a preacher, but you'd be willing to share the Word of God with others. Not your testimony. Don't invite them to church. That ain't got no Holy Ghost on it. This is the only thing got the Holy Ghost on it. Share the Word of God with somebody. Share that bread with them. I see in our text that bread is a picture of the crucified Christ. Water is a picture of the Word of God, willing to share the crucified Christ through the Word of God. Oh, not getting any applause from anybody. Just doing it because you want to. I was thinking about that while the wife was in the hospital for 6 days. I tried to witness to everybody that come in the room. And one day she told me, she said, why don't you let them go where they're going and take care of me? But I always remembered what my daddy said. I asked him one day, I said, why do you feel like you've got a witness to everybody that comes in this room? He said, I don't want to have to come back over here again. Some of you might get to quit going to that doctor you're going to if you'd go on and tell him about Jesus. My daddy, he didn't care. He would witness to them ones that had the dot in the middle of their head. He didn't care. He'd ask them where they're going. They wanted to die. Everybody's going to die. Oh, that's what Obadiah's doing. He's sharing sacrificially for the needs of others. Would that God would raise up some here tonight that would sacrificially give not only financially, but that would sacrificially give spiritually. But I'm convinced tonight that you would never do it unless you know these words, all to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I hesitantly give. No, I freely give. I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. You will never be a free-hearted giver unless you live daily in His presence. You'll never do it. All to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at His feet I bow. Oh, how many times did Obadiah humbly bow? He was looking down the barrel of getting his hand cut off. He would humbly bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. All to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy thine. Let me feel thy Holy Spirit. Truly know that thou art mine. I love this verse here. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. I wonder if you ever give yourself to God. God, just do with me whatever you want to. If you want to kill me and take me to heaven, you want to kill me with COVID, here I am. Freely giving yourself to Him. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessings fall on me. How about this chorus? I surrender some things. Oh, no. The songwriter said, I surrender all. That's pretty inclusive tonight. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Oh, if there was ever a person that epitomized the song, I surrender all, it was Obadiah, the unknown provider. Could I ask you a question tonight? It's not a trick question. Not gonna try to jam you up. Not even gonna call on you. Just gonna ask you a question. You can answer it by the showing of your hands. Anybody here tonight, Obadiah has helped you as you've heard this story? You'd say, have to say, preacher, Obadiah has helped me. Would you keep your hands up? Do you know that Obadiah's been gone almost 4,000 years and he's still clipping coupons tonight? Oh, he's unknown down here. But I tell you what, they probably up in heaven tonight ringing that bell. They say, Obadiah, still touching people. And he's been gone for hundreds of years. I tell you, if the Lord doesn't come back, I'd like after I'm dead and gone to still be clipping coupons. But it'll only happen from one who has surrendered all. And is willing to be a sacrificial provider for both the spiritual and physical needs of others. Would you stand with us tonight? Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. I do not know what God has said to you tonight. I would not even venture a guess. Many times God can say far more than what I can say. But I wonder tonight if He could possibly have rung your bell about the need of you, being a sacrificial provider, sharing bread, crucified Christ, water, the Word of God, with others, giving of your physical to the physical needs of others, sacrificially. Not to get an applause, but just that heaven, the gospel might be furthered. Maybe you're here tonight and realize for the first time you're lost. You don't know God at all. You're unknown here and unknown over there. Maybe you need to root you out of place tonight, ask God to save your sin-sick soul. Maybe you've thought of someone tonight that you need to share the bread and water with them. You need to do it all. Surrender all. Oh, preacher, I'm so backwards I can't do. I surrender all. All to Thee I freely give. Take me wholly, wholly. I give my life to Thee. Need to come tonight. The altar's here. Seek the Lord. Be found. Seek Him with all your heart. It's amazing tonight. I don't get a chance to do this very often. Preach to a whole auditorium full of sacrificial providers. I'd be a fool if I believed that. Probably some of the most stingiest people in America are Baptists. Holding on to a little bit to take care of me. Take care of me. Take care of me. I wonder tonight if God's rung your bell. Sacrificially giving yourself. Be like Obadiah. Take bread and water. Needs of others. Meet not only the spiritual needs, but the financial and physical needs. God speaking? Come. Seeking.